Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Thursday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 50. This psalm utilizes a metaphor of a court case where God is both plaintiff and judge. God calls upon heaven and earth as witnesses and testifies against his people and rebukes those who violate his laws. God speaks about the purpose of sacrifice and the kind of sacrifice he desires. This psalm was most likely used in worship during a festival in which the people renewed their covenant with God. And now God's guiding word is spiritual renewal. And so a little bit something new for us to end this week on. So let's begin reading in Psalm 50. The Almighty God, the Lord, speaks. He calls to the whole earth from east to west. God shines from Zion, the city perfect in its beauty. Our God is coming, but not in silence. A raging fire is in front of him, a furious storm around him. He calls heaven and earth as witnesses to see him judge his people. He says, "Gather my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by offering a sacrifice." The heavens proclaim that God is righteous, that he himself is judge. "Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I do not reprimand you because of your sacrifices and the burnt offerings you always bring me. And yet I do not need bulls from your farms or goats from your flocks. All the animals in the forest are mine, and all the cattle on the thousands of hills. All the wild birds are mine, and all living things in the fields. If I were hungry, I would not ask you for food, for the world and everything in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Let the giving of thanks be your sacrifice to God, and give the Almighty all that you promised. Call to me when trouble comes, and I will save you, and you will praise me." But God says to the wicked, "Why should you recite my commandments? Why should you talk about my covenant? You refuse to let me correct you. You reject my commands. You become the friend of every thief you see, and you associate with adulterers. You are always ready to speak evil. You never hesitate to tell lies. You are ready to accuse your own relatives and to find fault with them. You have done all this, and I have said nothing. So you thought that I am like you. But now I reprimand you, and I make the matter plain to you. Listen to this, you that ignore me, or I will destroy you, and there will be no one to save you. Giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me, and I will surely save all who obey me." Oh my goodness. And today's key verse is Psalm 50, verse 6. The heavens proclaim that God is righteous, that he himself is judge. And so it seems that we have the same thing going on some 2,600-2,700 years ago as we have going on in our churches today, that people are serving God with their lips. They're giving him lip service. They're doing things outwardly while inwardly they are disobedient to his will. And God just tells them, "Look, I am not impressed by all your offerings. I mean, everything on this earth belongs to me. Do you think that I'm impressed when you give me back a bull or a sheep or something like that? Do you think I need this stuff to eat so that I can live? I'm God. I don't need any of that. But what I do want is for you to serve me. What I do want is to give the sacrifice thanks. Giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me, and I will surely save all who obey me. So God is looking for those that serve him in truth and in obedience, and not those who just pay him lip service. Let's pray. Holy God, may I never forget to honor you with a sacrifice of thanksgiving. When you speak, Lord, I will listen, and I promise to obey you. I praise your holy name and your saving love. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be reading Psalm 80, a prayer for a nation's restoration. And if there ever was a nation that needed restoration, I'm afraid it is the good old United States of America. We certainly need a healing in our country. And so, until tomorrow, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.